Welcome, girls and boys, to Love, Lies, and a Side of Fries. I'm your host, Victoria Slavin, and with me, as always, is John W. We're recording live from the home studios in Albany, New York, the capital of New York State. With us tonight is our producer, Danielle, and our executive engineer, Savo Cool. So what is Love, Lies, and a Side of Fries? Our show delves into the deep, dark cave of male and female relationships, exploring all topics related to dating, love, and sex from both perspectives. During each show, we're going to be welcoming guests, and we'll also be taking your questions live related to our night's topic. So sit back, relax, pour yourself a mojito on me, and let's talk about love, tell some lies, and maybe enjoy a side of fries. Our show is purely unfiltered experiences, opinions, and advice. And as a disclaimer, we are not professional doctors, only professional daters. So don't try this at home. Welcome to the show. Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome to the first episode of Love, Lies, and a Side of Fries. I'm your host, Victoria Slavin. With me, as always, is John W. Hello, John W.
Hello.
We are recording live from the home studios in Albany, New York. Tonight, as always, is our producer, Danielle.
Hello.
And our executive engineer, Savo Cool. So, what is Love, Lies, and a Side of Fries? Our show is going to delve into the deep, dark cave of male and female relationships, exploring all topics related to dating, love, and sex from both perspectives. So, tonight's episode is exes, fun or fucked up. So, John, you're a serial dater.
I used to be.
Really?
I'm now in a fully committed, loving relationship, but I do have a sordid past.
You do have a sordid past.
I do.
Yeah. Both of us kind of have a sordid past, huh?
We've both dabbled in the art of harlotry.
Yes. So professionally.
Professionally. And, right. As a hobby also.
Right. Side gig.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, you know what? When I think of exes, I always think, I try to think like really happy memories, positive memories, but then there's just those exes that are, I gagged a little bit. So
he was large.
Listen,
you can't set me up with a joke like that and expect an oral joke.
I try to think comfort and I try to think familiar. But you get those other exes and you're like, we broke up for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in a situation and you become single again, is it tempting to be back with an ex or should you absolutely stay away, put yourself into a bubble suit and make sure they don't bounce off of you?
Well, it depends on the ex. If you've got the batshit crazy that you think she may burn your apartment down.
Or boil the bunny.
Or boil the bunny.
Probably don't want to rekindle that flame.
We kind of have to think about the bunny.
Right, the bunny's important. Fluffy.
First and foremost.
Fluffy. Cute ears. It's almost Easter, John. So.
Yeah, so that would just really freak the kids out.
Right.
So those are the exes you do not want to get back with.
Right.
Even if it may be
like, what if they're super hot, John?
Super
what
hot.
What if they work out all the time? What if they send you pictures and they have crazy abs? John.
But then you still listen, they can have crazy abs. They can be the most beautiful person on earth.
Right.
But if you're going to end up,
Eating boiled bunny,
they're going to cut your toes off and make them into a necklace.
I like my toes.
So you always stay away from the psychos.
So I have a story. So I was with this boy a very long time ago, like when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently he contacted me. I actually, truth be told, I contacted him. Right. So but it was honest to God, John. It was very innocent. I
heard, as it always starts out.
John, you know me. It's very innocent. He's rolling his eyes. Anyway, very handsome.
very respectful when we were kids, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Conversation started good, turned out great. And then all of a sudden...
he turned into a bunny boiling... Norman Bates. Yes, mother.
But it works out, John.
Doesn't matter.
It works out.
So?
And he was so sweet when he was 16. What happened?
And you have to stop being superficial. Abs? Whatever.
But he's got nice eyes, too.
So? Mm. You can, as you look into his eyes, as he's choking the life out of you.
Probably bad.
After he's already choked the life out of the bunny.
Okay.
And then so he's choking at you. You'd be like, oh my God, those are really nice green eyes. Yeah, now.
How did you know he had green eyes?
You said green eyes.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm very observant like that.
Yes, you are. So, but we had really good conversations, John, and he was super sweet. And then all of a sudden you started turning like a little, I don't know what to say, pervy. And I'm not used to that. I didn't know that guy when I was dating him. He wasn't pervy when I dated him. So
why did he ask you like if you like being tied up and you know flogged with a live kitten?
Flogging? No, but all of a sudden the pics started coming.
Oh,
you know what that means?
The pics of the dick variety?
I'd rather not say. Okay. But
or of him in.
Let's just say. To the left, to the left. Oh.
Okay.
All right.
So, racy picks.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's
a red flag.
And then he asked for me to send a pick.
Which is, technically, that's one of the number one things out of the man handbook.
So what does that mean? That he cares about me and he wants to spend a long-term relationship with me, right, John?
Or, and now this isn't all guys, because not all guys send, racy pictures, and there are a lot of guys out there that want a relationship.
But. Drop the bomb, John. Just drop the bomb.
But if he's... straight out dropping a pick on you.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for a little something, something.
No, he's not, John. He just wants to get to know me.
Yeah. Okay. Little Miss Naive.
What are you talking about?
Little fawn deer walking out of the woods. Oh, it's such a big, beautiful world. And here's a man, he just wants to get to know me. That's why he sent me a racy pic.
Are you saying that I'm entering Crazy Town Population 1?
Maybe the Hamlet of Naiveville.
Naiveville, okay. Well, I don't want to visit there. So we're going to take a break right now, and we are going to see if we have a guest today.
Ooh, a guest? We're doing guests.
I think we are. How do you feel about that? You feel pretty good about that?
I feel great because guests are always good. They're always lively, hopefully.
Okay. I think we have a very special guest from the Albany, New York area.
Really?
You know Albany, New York is the capital of New York State, right?
I've heard that before.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I think I read it on like a postcard or something.
Right. Hey, did you know you could follow us on Twitter?
Twitter?
And I'm going to ask our producer, Danielle, to let us know how people can follow us. Okay. Hey, Danielle.
Hello.
So this is our producer, Danielle. Everyone say, hey, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. Hello, everyone. So, yes, you can follow us on Twitter. Just don't follow us like in the creepy sense, please. Just follow us, in the friendly sense.
Nice.
And so on Facebook, we are Love Lies and a Side of Fries. On Twitter, because Twitter, everything's shorter, apparently. Love Lies Fries.
That's what she said.
Yep.
And Instagram is Love Lies and a Side of Fries.
Nice. All right. So we're going to just take a break, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Danielle, the executive producer of Love Lies and a Side of Fries. We have a poll up right now on Facebook. Go and take it. And while you're there, let us know what you think we should do for next week's show. Also, we're on Instagram, Love Lies and a Side of Fries.
Welcome back to Love, Lies, and a Side of Fries. And with me is John W.
I am still here.
Correct. So tonight's guest is a world-famous podcaster from Albany, New York.
Actually, from Troy, New York.
That's true.
Troy what?
Troy what?
Troy what? Girl, be proud.
I'm not really from either of those places. I mean, if we want to get real technical, but I don't know how many non-upstaters are listening. So yes, I'm from Troy.
Excellent.
Or I'm from Albany. Or I'm from New York State, not from New York City.
Right.
Depending on where you're listening.
Right. And you have to be very clear about
you
that.
You really do, though.
Because there is such a poor misconception when of what say, New York is.
I'm from New York. Oh, like Manhattan?
Nope.
Do you live on Times Square?
Nope.
No, no. First of all, nobody lives in Times Square.
Correct.
Let's start
on
there.
Those little red steps.
Yeah, fucking. Right. Eat no. a dick. So, I'm coming in hot.
Although you do sound like a New Yorker when you say... Eat a dick.
I lived in Brooklyn for 4 years.
You did?
So
right.
I've been around.
Nice.
You know, I've seen things.
So let's welcome
I wish I didn't.
So let's welcome Maggie. She is the star of Rock Candy
Co-star.
Podcast. Co-star. Which includes two drunk ladies talking about music and
beer.
And beer.
And bullshit.
And bullshit.
Hi!
So welcome to our first episode. So let's talk about exes. It's our topic for tonight.
Ooh, scandalous.
Yes.
Ooh.
So Maggie, what's your thought? Dating exes again, coming from the past? Good, bad, awful?
I have dated one ex. Like, we broke up for a few months and then got back together. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those weird situations. You know when you break up with somebody and you get back with them, because you're like, oh, why did I ever break up with them? But, you know, when you break up with somebody and you're like, oh, we didn't really mean to break up. Let's get back together.
Right.
And so you do.
Right.
And, yeah, that was probably the only time I ever dated an ex. And it was fine. We just stayed together for another 5 months or something.
Okay.
But, you know, you hit that point where you're like, ooh, yeah, we broke up for a reason.
Right.
Like, I called him, he was like Kashi and PBS, and I'm more like Kesha and a kiddie pool full of glitter.
So that's kind of different.
So we didn't really mesh
right.
well.
So opposites.
Sweet boy, but opposites don't always attract.
Opposites attract, but they don't stay together.
Right.
Okay.
No.
I mean, yeah. Fucking magnets, how do they work?
Right, exactly. So what do you think, John? How has dating exes worked for you? I heard you had an interesting story.
It's mixed results. I've only dated actually one ex that was actually my first serious girlfriend in high school.
Okay.
We kind of broke up on and off a couple times.
Right.
And to paint a picture, back in high school, I was awkward.
Mm.
It's like, not like Steve Urkel awkward.
What, you awkward with that sweet Idris Elba booming voice?
With that bass voice?
With that Iron Maiden iron-on on your jean jacket? You
that?
Awkward?
I know.
I don't think so. I would have thought you were cool.
The long hair? I know.
Oh,
I,
yeah. Man, you had a party
actually,
in the back.
Hold
like
on.
No one's business.
You sound like my type in high school. I would have been on it.
I was. Yeah. But
awkward,
I was
awkward long hair
was,
in the metal? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
But if I had met you in high school... Which would be weird because you'd have been like
two,
four, no. maybe four.
No,
I think the police would have had something to say about that. But if I had met you, I would have missed all the signs. You could have been throwing yourself at me, and you could have been holding a neon sign saying "I like you, you're cute," and I'd still be like, "Oh man, but would she like me?"
Nice.
So, yeah, that was me. And even to this day, it's like whenever I've dated someone, I still miss the signs. And it's not until they make a move on me that I'm like, oh, they like me.
I kind of get that feel, though, because
yeah.
when somebody hits on me, I stop and I'm like, me?
Right.
Are you talking to me?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
To get around to my ex story, you know, I met the girl. She became my first actual love. No, she really turned out to be a whore. And a manipulator. Aww. And she knew that I loved her, so that every time we broke up and then she came back, she knew I would fall for her hard.
Wow.
Which actually helped me. It helped me in life, though, because okay. the last time I had actually seen her, she was trying to her head games on me.
Mm. And they did Foreigner?
It did. Ooh, Foreigner.
Yeah.
Head games.
I'm going to bring in the music reference.
You're going to have to. That was awesome. And that was the night where I finally said no. Mm. And this was a girl that, like I said, she was always my kryptonite.
Right.
And
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
No, keep going. I love it.
We'll see how many I can do tonight.
So she was my kryptonite, and I was finally able to say no, and it kind of helped me a little bit more mm-hmm. through life with my relationships.
Right.
I didn't feel like I had to be latch on to the first person that showed interest in me.
Right.
So it made me a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of heartache on my side because, like I said, she was a whore.
A jerk.
And a manipulative.
Master manipulator?
Very much so.
Wow.
She knew how to pull my strings, and she did so many times. So, yeah, that's my really only, my one ex story.
I had an ex-boyfriend in high school that literally systematically every year we'd go back to each other for like a ridiculous like a 1 month stint.
Oh my God.
And then he'd break up with me 1 year and I'd break up with him, and then he'd give dirty looks to to whatever guy I dated in between. And then at the end of high school, he wrote in my yearbook this quote. He wrote, "The chase is always better than the catch."
Damn.
And that burned.
If it's who I think it is, can you tell me his first name?
No. Not on the show.
Oh my God.
I know who you're talking about. And so, yeah, who I think it is, you're better off, because he looked like a douchebag.
Oh, I thank you. I appreciate that now.
Wait, so every year, would it be like the beginning of the school year? Yes. Like, oh, we need dates for homecoming.
No, it wasn't even.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. Want to get back together for a month?
Homecoming? He wasn't even that cool.
That corsage, bitch.
Nope, it wasn't even that cool. And I remember for my prom, he actually walked up to my date and shook his hand. What? Like he was my dad.
He sounds like a real piece of shit.
And like I say, if it's a guy I think he is, did kind of look like a dad.
I did not.
So he looked like a douchebag, but a douchebag dad.
Right. Yeah. Like
dad
on
dad bag.
Yeah.
Dad bag.
Douche dad.
Now,
hashtag douche dad.
When he walked up, to your date, did he give him like $20 and keys to his car and say, right, just have her home before 11?
A gun in my closet.
That would have been the best thing he gave me out of 5 years. Mm, but he did not do that. Sorry. So anyway, going back. So, Maggie, tell us about your podcast.
Ooh, I get to talk about my podcast.
Yeah.
Look at me. It's very new. We aren't even 10 episodes deep yet. It's pretty fresh. But yeah, me and my friend Ashley, we sit around for a couple hours and we chit-chat about music. We research every episode too, so we know what we're doing pretty far in advance. So far we've covered things like the Beatles, we've covered breakup songs, which would go great with this podcast. We have a whole episode where we talk about our favorite breakup songs. And we've done a lot of different Fleetwood Mac. It's like, when I'm on the spot, I can't remember what the fuck I've done with my life. I also, by the way, we drink during the podcast because I'm a moderate alcoholic.
And you do a Bowie tribute? I listened to that. That was really sad and moving. Yeah. I listened to that.
Yeah, the Bowie, that actually really made me sadder than I thought it would.
That's what you said, yeah.
I was like, I legit was kind of depressed for a few days. I
cried when Prince died. I don't know what came over me.
Bowie died. I mean, Prince was like, just, okay, come on. 2016 is the most garbage of years.
Right.
But when Bowie died, like, I just
weren't prepared.
It was really weird. Mm. I was like, I never got upset over a celebrity dying before.
Right.
But yeah, it's, you know what, I like to take it, it's akin to, remember when we were kids and you'd get like the hot new TLC album and you'd like sit around with your girlfriends and listen to it? It's kind of like that, where we sit around and we just talk about the music that we love, but we're drinking, and so we say stupid things too.
Hey, that's great.
So it's fun, you know, we try to give it this fun nostalgic feel, and yeah, I like it. You should come and listen if you like music.
Where can we find this podcast?
So we are on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn. I'm working on Spotify. Got a couple episodes on SoundCloud, and we got RSS feeds. We have a website, rockcandypodcast.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram at Rock Candy Podcast, and then Twitter at Rock Candy Pod. Because like Danielle said, they don't let, they let you have 280 characters, but they won't let you fit the whole fucking name of your podcast.
That's
on
ridiculous.
There.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
What are you going to do? But
cry about it. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, we really appreciate you being our first guest on our podcast. Really, thank you for coming in. Here. So definitely check out Rock Candy Podcast. Again, it's located where all great podcasts are listened to.
I mean, you know, iTunes is cool. If you don't like iTunes, which I get, it's Google Play. And, you know, there's other things.
Okay. That sounds good.
Pocket Casts. All right. Fucking roll up on that shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if I know you as well as I think I know you, so maybe one of the future shows will be heavily, I mean, it'll be a lot of Billy Joel.
Probably never.
No? No Billy Joel?
I fucking hate. You know what? Say it.
And I know this.
Billy Joel's a piece of shit.
Wow. You heard it here first.
Billy Joel.
You heard it here first, Billy Joel.
If you hear this, I don't think you're a piece of shit.
These do not reflect our opinions.
If you want to send me some tickets, fine.
Why don't you crash into a couple more houses, Billy Joel?
All right.
I don't know if that was technically proven, but okay. Moving on.
So let's go back to our topic for tonight, which is exes. Fun or fucked up? In regards to actually continuing or renewing a relationship with someone you actually have had a relationship with in the past. So just final thoughts. So Maggie, as our guest host, fun or fucked up? Worth the second chance or not?
It depends. I think it's so situational. Okay. Nine times out of ten, I'm going to say fucked up. Because the odds of you staying together are pretty slim.
Okay.
I've seen it once in a blue fucking moon.
Right.
But it's so rare. I'm going to say, if you think about getting together, just bone a couple times and then walk away.
Okay.
That's all you need to do. Right. You just need to bone it out.
Appreciate it. Good. All right, John. Fun or fucked up? Is it worth the effort to try to rekindle that spark? I mean, you were with them at one point. There obviously was a connection. Maybe just was bad timing at the time. Is it worth the second chance?
I would say no. I know my sister, my oldest sister, who 2 years ago got back with her flame from high school. They were apart for 26, maybe 27 years.
Okay.
And she realized she left her marriage, and she just realized that she never lost a spark for him. So it can happen. Hmm. But I think it's a rare occurrence. Like I say, if you broke up, it was for a reason. And
But look at your sister. She fell. She went back. I'm sorry. I gotta stop.
That is true. But how
she
often does it work?
Her soulmate. Maybe they were just kids at the time. Mm-hmm. She is back with the person. She is starting a brand new life. Isn't she ridiculously happy? Aren't they both ridiculously happy? Isn't it worth it to take that chance, that risk?
I believe if your relationship ended on a good note, if that's possible, if it was amicable.
Okay.
And then years down the road, bump into each other, you start talking, and that spark just ignites. Try it.
But so you're saying give it a chance.
So you are, yeah, you totally said no, you're turning around. You totally said the opposite.
Well, I've got two women on both sides of me attacking me. One's got a pen, sharp object. The other one's over here with a...
I'm just drunk.
Drunk. So...
So no.
I would not do it.
Just joking.
Like I say, even if it ended well, there's a reason why it did end.
Okay. I'm gonna say I am torn. I think it depends on the scenario.
Like Natalie and Bruglia?
A little bit, yeah. I would jump into that song if I could think of the pitch, but
you would like jump torn. As like Van Halen?
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
That was exciting.
We're on a roll now.
Anyway.
I'll touch myself tonight.
A touch oh my gosh. I think it really depends on what was the reasons you broke up. What was the age you broke up at? I don't know. I guess I'm still a romantic at heart, and I feel like second chances are possible. If it's the right, it's just got to be like the right combination of factors at the time. And I think you both have to want it enough to make it work. And if it's just one-sided, it's doomed from the start. That's my final thought. So.
Ooh, it's like an ESPN show or something. Final thought.
Isn't
final
that
thought.
Jerry Springer?
Jerry Springer, you got it.
Oh, sure.
All right, our engineer, Savo Kula, is saying it's time to say goodnight. So before we say goodnight, we're going to turn this back over to our executive producer, Danielle. Danielle, any final thoughts?
Well, once again, everyone, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can follow us, but not too close.
And what should they follow? What's the title?
Facebook, it's Love Lies and a Side of Fries. Twitter, Love Lies Fries. And Instagram, it looks like Lovelies and a Side of Fries. It's not.
That sounds good. All right. So in closing, thank you very much for joining us for episode 1 of Love Lies and Side of Fries. Again, our podcast is purely unfiltered experiences and advice. And as a disclaimer, we are not professional doctors, only professional daters. So do not try this at home. Good luck and happy dating. And my final thought is the chase is not always better than the catch.
Ooh, girl.
Suck it, Trebek.
Thank you for surrendering your ears to our very first show. You know, everyone's first time is a little rough, so be gentle. We plan to smooth off the edges with each passing show. Please note that Creative Commons music was utilized for this show, featuring the song Sock Hop from Incomptech.com. You're licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution Version 3.0.